Good morning. My guest this morning is Aaron Lucey from Incarnation 100. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, glad to have you anytime. So what is exactly Incarnation 100?
Incarnation 100 is a benefit ride. It's a charity bike ride that supports Santa Rosa Homeless Services. It actually supports three vital homeless services. The largest one, which I think a lot of people in Sonoma County are aware of, is the Living Room.
Right.
The second one is Sunday Open Table, which is unique. And then also St. Andrew's Food Kitchen out in West County.
So this is really you are concentrating on food for those who need it.
Correct, right here in Sonoma County in downtown Santa Rosa.
So where does the ride go?
Well, it's actually an exciting ride. Not a lot of other charity rides use Sweetwater Springs Road, which
That's grueling.
Yes, grueling but beautiful.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we have a 100-kilometer and 100-mile route that go over Sweetwater Springs Road, and then they continue on to the Joe Rodotta Trail. The 100-mile route then actually cuts off towards the coast, and it goes over Joy Road and through Valley Ford, which is also beautiful. For those who don't want the grueling ride over Sweetwater Springs Road, we have a 45-mile route, which goes over Woller Bridge through the wine country, then cutting out that steep climb and then back through the Joe Rodotta Trail and back to downtown Santa Rosa.
Those are both wonderful routes. And Sweetwater Springs is a place that you can live in Sonoma County all your life and somehow not ever quite get over that road and see how beautiful it is.
Correct. And once you get to the top, there's excellent views of Mount St. Helena in the background, and it feels like you're just tucked away somewhere before you drop down past some abandoned mines and real close to Armstrong Redwoods. It's absolutely beautiful.
How many people do you expect to be on the ride?
Well, we're permitted for about 500. It's a small ride, and we try to keep it real intimate. Last year, for our first year, we actually had a turnout of a little over 150. This year, we hope to double that.
Uh-huh.
While the turnout last year seemed small, we actually netted over $21,000, and we were, which was a big success for us. And we were able to distribute about $6,000 to each of those homeless services, and then we're using the balance to help kind of move us through this year. And it was a big benefit. Some of these charities, their annual budget is only like $8,000 a year. So for us to provide them an additional $6,000, it really takes the pressure off and helps them do more good in the community.
Can you give an idea of those three organizations, where they concentrate in terms of providing food to people?
You got it. The Living Room is unique in the sense that it's the only day shelter for women and children in downtown Santa Rosa. And they're serving over 900 people annually. That's 20 to 30 a day. And in terms of meals, that's over 2,000 meals a year that they're providing, not to mention all the other services they're providing. I mean, helping with housing, resume building, job placement. It's a great service right here in Santa Rosa going on for over 20 years.
And the Sunday Open Table, you said the only Sunday food bank or food distribution place in the county?
Well, the food kitchen. So we're providing hot meals Sunday morning. And in downtown Santa Rosa, it's the only hot meal service in Sunday morning. And they're supporting providing meals for over 100 people every Sunday. And when the weather's bad, that number can almost double.
And St. Andrew's is bags of food.
Correct. St. Andrew's Food Kitchen out in West County. It's one of the only food kitchens out past Sebastopol if you're heading west out that direction. And to give you an idea, almost 6,000 bags of groceries a year supporting 120 families. And the hot meal program there, they're doing over 2,700 meals a year.
Fantastic. Aaron, thanks very much for bringing this to the attention of our audience. Let's tell people that this is Incarnation 100, a great bike ride. You can check it out, get more information
at incarnation100.org.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Roland.
And by the way, Incarnation 100 will be held on Saturday, June 11th. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.